A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Indianapolis, what's up?
Aerial view of a city, Walker Theater in foreground.
This was real important to Mike Epps to come back to Indianapolis to represent and put his city on the map.
Get on your feet, put your hands together for Mike Epps!
A Netflix comedy special, words read Indiana Mike. Mike is spelled with light bulbs and a microphone for the eye. Mike, donning a tawny leather suit jacket, matching pants and black thick-rimmed glasses, struts rhythmically on stage and takes the mic from the stand. Continuing to strut and dance, he moves the mic stand to one side. He wears a collared black shirt and matching pocket square. The packed theater audience is on their feet. Mike shuffles and mimics preening. Blue light beams sweep the stage area from the back. Takes off his glasses and puts them on a stool.
Where the sexy ladies at? Who ain't got no panties on? I smell turkey bacon. Yeah. Some guys yell too when I said who ain't got no panties on over there.
He points.
Better not be over there naked, nigga, up under them jeans. What's up, Neptune? Yeah. We on the avenue tonight, y'all. We on the avenue. Yeah, the Madam C.J. Walker building, man.
He prowls the stage as he talks.
Yeah, we on the avenue, man. Everybody's mama got lied to on this street before, back in the day. It's the AF right here. Yeah, we in motherfucking nap time. Yeah, shut the fuck up, shit.
Mike grins.
Yeah, man, everybody's mama got life. My mama and daddy met on this street at a club called Place to Play. Y'all too young for that, yeah. That's where they was going down, at the Place to Play, nigga, in the avenue, nigga. Ain't nobody got no COVID in here, do they, shit. Ah, my ass. Little fake COVID card, motherfuckers. Yeah, COVID is some bullshit, man, you know. Fuck's talking about take the shot. I don't know what the fuck to do. That shit is, they trying to scare you with the shit. Go ahead and take it. I got a pill now. Ah! I went on and got it. I said, fuck it. I went on and got the motherfucking shit.
He paces.
Yeah, I went on and got it. When they start talking about cutting my shit off Netflix, I say, here, where you gonna hit it at? Put it.
He mimes offering his arm.
I say, hit me in the ass with it, hit it.
He motions to his ass. Laughing, he thumps the mic on his palm and walks a quick circle.
I thought I had it. I did. I thought I had it. I went to the doctor and he said, that ain't what I said. I said, what'd you say? He said, I told you you tested positive for cocaine on the 19th. I said, oh, I didn't hear you. I didn't know what you said. All I heard was 19.
He laughs and points at the audience.
See, niggas don't want to take the shot. The best way to get niggas to take that shot is put it in flavors. That motherfucker pop, that pineapple Moderna, nigga? Shit. That watermelon Pfizer? Nigga, yeah, man, I'm on my 9th shot, man. You know they got the mango coming out next month, man.
Mike wipes his nose.
We got the Mayor Hoxsett in the house. Y'all give it up for the Mayor Hoxsett!
Mike points.
Mayor Hoxsett!
He claps the mic.
Me and him was drinking all day today together.
He laughs and points at a man in a suit in the audience.
That's what I like about it. He don't give a fuck. He be on them commercials lit as hell.
Mike hops into a slight squat and points out with his mouth agape.
Yeah, get another drink and go deal with these idiots. Mayor Hoxsett, y'all, give him a round of applause. We got a lot of great people in the house. Andre Carson, y'all. Andre Carson.
Mike points, then circles a fist in the air.
For the hood, for the hood. You hear me? Yeah, man. That's how we doing it in Indiana. Shit. Yeah, man. We got a lot of great people in the house. We got the hood mama, Miss Bimery, in the house. Give it up for Miss Bimery.
He points and smiles.
She done helped all kind of niggas get out of jail around the neighborhood. She one of them black women, if the police got you on the car, she'll come down there. What the fuck did he do?
He walks purposefully.
Get the fuck out of his face. You bet not hurt him, motherfucker. We'll be down there to get you, baby. Nigga in the back seat, go tell my mama I love her, Miss Bimery.
He pretends his hands are cuffed behind him.
We in Indiana, man. This is where niggas come and get white girls at. This is where black men come and get white girls at in Indiana. It'd be a brother in Brownsburg with a white girl. Yeah, a white girl. Yeah, I'm down here in Brownsburg right now. Yeah. Me and my white girl got us a trailer park, yeah. Nigga named Dwayne, yeah. Yeah, all the brothers in here with a white girl right now, you had your ticket 2 months ago. You know them white girls don't play with you. We're gonna enjoy your show, you're gonna enjoy yourself, you're gonna get your tickets. We're gonna call your friends. Black women will buy the ticket and won't tell you they got it. Yeah. And be punking you all through the motherfucking house. You still wanna go to that show, don't you? Better watch your motherfucking mouth. You won't be going. You done cleaned the whole garage. You know, if you got COVID-19, you could eat a stranger out. Because you ain't gonna smell it or taste it.
He smiles and paces.
If a woman's coochie stink, does that mean the kid's gonna be bad? I mean, they did come from a bad environment. Fellas, never date a woman who don't respect your wife. I said that wrong. I didn't mean to say that. Yeah, this is a union, bitch.
He glares toward the crowd.
Ladies, you ever just look at your man sometime and just say, I just let anybody fuck? Where the fat vegans at? Any fat vegans in here tonight? Them are some lying motherfuckers, them fucking fat vegans. I don't eat that, I don't eat that, I don't eat, Have you read what's in that? I don't eat that, I don't eat. You eating something, motherfucker. I got a cousin, she 700 pounds. She called me crying the other day. I said, what's wrong? They snatching women in the neighborhood.
He lowers his gaze.
I said, and what are you worried about? They ain't finna snatch nothing around you. You might get forklift off one of these streets. Anyway, she been running down the street where the women been getting snatched. She jogging down the street, looking in car, trying to get snatched. She looking in the car.
Mike jogs in small steps across the stage.
She running through the park. She waving at cars. Cause you know how them big girls, they run real slow.
He continues to jog back and forth.
The van been snatching the women road past her 5 fucking times the other night. I told her, what does that tell you? They didn't see me. I said, I don't know fuck did they not see. They seen you. How can somebody not see a circle on the corner? a big Cheerio standing there on the corner and then nobody see you. Anyway, she got snatched. They end up, I think they snatched her last Thursday or something like that. Yeah, they snatched her. I talked to the detective. He said, Mr. Epps, she got in the van. Yeah, she got in the van. As soon as they stopped, she got in the mother.
He mimics clambering.
It's a lot of young girls in here with some old men in here now. You're sprinkled off in here. I see your AARP card lit up. You see them old men walk like Mr. Ricky walk like that? He tired of you hiding him.
He limps with one stiff leg.
You take him to one of them events, not an event. You gonna stop hiding me? Shit, I'm ready to be seen. She be walking in front. Come on, Mr. Ricky, hurry up.
Mike talks over one shoulder and steps quick and light.
Mr. Ricky, everybody know we're together now. You can cut the bullshit.
He returns to the limp.
When Mr. Ricky get mad and she say the wrong thing and he turn around, he gonna say, look here, bitch, let me tell you something.
Limping, he pivots 180 degrees on the toes of one foot and claps the microphone.
That nigga put that spin on it like it was a that nigga say, look here, let me tell you something. Don't you ever in your motherfucking life say that.
Mike pivots again.
Yeah, real shit. I like Indiana because everybody play basketball out here. Everybody can play ball a little bit. A little bit, you know. We got the Indiana Pacers in the house, y'all. Give it up for the Indiana Pacers. Pacers! Yeah, them my niggas right there. Them Pacers! Yeah. I tried to, yeah, everybody in Indiana thought they was going pro. End up going to prison. You ought to see them niggas playing ball in the penitentiaries in Indiana. Boy, them niggas is some bad niggas. Yeah, real shit. And I used to make the team, and then when them report cards come out, over with. The coach say, yeah, man, you might be able to play that last game we got against Manuel coming up. Yeah, I used to just shoot the ball. Coach be mad. You know how everybody be lining up, just cussing motherfuckers out. I don't give a damn. You need to get back on defense. And when he got to me, he said, you are not Reggie Miller.
Mike points out with his hand in front of his face.
I was like, fuck basketball. I ain't playing this shit. Yeah, everybody in Indiana can play ball. And when you see a nigga that's pigeon-toed that got a booty up high, them niggas can dunk right there. Nigga that's pigeon-toed, booty up high, niggas jump out the ceiling. That's how you do it. Throw the ball up there. Throw it up there. Throw it up there. Throw that ball up there.
He scoot steps in a circle.
When them pigeon-toed niggas, throw that ball up there. Throw it up there. Jumping out the ceiling. Shit. Yeah, that's real. I see a lot of white people in here. I want to tell y'all, y'all are about to be extinct in a minute. Because you're not fucking enough. White people, no, they don't fuck enough. They only got two kids to a house. Black people, we fucking. I don't give a fuck. Right. You can put us in prison, we gonna get the guard pregnant. Come here, put your ass up against the bar.
Bending back, he thrusts his crotch forward.
White people, they be thinking about their money, huh? I can't come in you right now, honey. We have to get our stocks and bonds up before I bust in you. Nigga don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck. We can be poor on welfare.
He wobbles his head lazily and juts out his groin.
Yeah, let's bring this poor baby in the world. All the motherfucking women that's feeding their kids Popeye's chicken, them niggas is going to the NFL. You want your baby to go pro, eat Popeyes while you pregnant. He's going pro. All them NFL players, they mom and daddy is 5'2". They 6'8", 399 pounds. Motherfuckers eating Popeyes and they was in their stomach. Big breasts. Chicken wing, that butter biscuit. Yeah, that's some good shit right there. Yeah, I love Indianapolis, man. It's a good cold motherfucker right here. It's good and cold, you know what I mean? And everybody here been to jail at least once. I got my lawyer in here right now from 1992. Where you at, Jeff? Put your hand up, Jeff Baldwin. Jeff Baldwin, stand up.
A man in the audience stands and waves and blows a kiss.
You got so many niggas out of prison, it don't matter. I was facing 20 to 50 years. Jeff told me it don't look good, Mike.
He mimes being on the phone.
That don't look good, Mike. I'm telling you that right now. But that's good, man. You know, when you got a real lawyer, you know what I mean? And one of them fake-ass public pretenders. You in jail and ain't never been to jail, and here comes some young motherfucker talking about, okay, sign your name right here.
He pretends signs his palm and looks out blankly.
Let's get it over with. You want to get out, right? Yeah. Marion County Jail, that motherfucker right there, shit. I seen Mike Tyson one time. I was like, Mike. He was like, where you from? I said, Indianapolis. He was like, oh, shit.
Mike squints and smiles with only his upper teeth.
He was like, I don't never want to go to that motherfucker right there. I remember one time I had a girl coming from out of town. She came here, man, got us some White Castles and shit. She jumped off the plane. I'm hungry. Oh, Indianapolis, I love Naptown. I took her, I'm hungry, let's get some food. I took her to White Castle. She was eating them little hamburgers. She was onion ring.
He pretends to eat enthusiastically.
I called the next morning, she in the hospital over. That fucking wizard, she over there, they're pumping her stomach. She said, what the fuck was in them hamburgers? She said, the doctor said I almost died last night. She said, fuck that shit. Yeah, that's some real shit. I know during the pandemic, that was some scary shit right there. Everybody was stuck in the house. You go to the fucking grocery store, everybody looking at each other crazy.
He looks out guardedly.
You ain't got to do it, you want to?
He mimes pushing a cart.
I'm walking through the grocery store, ain't no motherfucking toilet paper, all soap. I said, they wiping their ass, but they ain't washing it. There's some funky booty niggas out here somewhere. Yeah, shit was crazy in the motherfucker. Dr. Fauci on the fucking TV every day scaring motherfuckers. Well, this is the problem. Another 2 months, we're gonna be okay, all right? It was like 2 months. People that ain't never been locked down before, they was going crazy. Yeah, it was just good for everybody to been to jail. They was like, yeah. Let me get my little noodles out, you know what I mean? My crackers, and make me a slam, sit back. I chopped them little beef jerkies down in there with that cheese and that shrimp. Look at the jail niggas. They know about that. They know about that little jail tray right there. Yeah, that shit was crazy. Wasn't nobody having fun but the scammers. All the PPP loan thieving motherfuckers. They was on Instagram and Facebook like this.
Mike squats a little and puts his hands on his hips, grinning.
Oh, look at these stealing motherfuckers on. People that had jobs was praying, this too shall pass.
Mike folds his hands.
Yeah. If you stealing fucking money, you know what I mean, from thin air, fuck it, take it. Fuck them, take the money. All the money they ain't took from you, fuck them. Take the fucking money. Just don't be buying no shoes and belts and shit with it. Buy some land, buy some property and some, yeah. With that stolen ass money. Buy you some houses, cause you gonna need it when you get out, cause you gonna get some time. They gonna lock your ass up. You going to jail. That's fucked up. You gotta get your teeth fixed when you're stealing. Anything you're doing wrong, get your teeth fixed and your health right. So at least you be healthy in there. Every time you buy a belt, that tooth you ain't fixed is in the back, shaking his head saying, look at this motherfucker buying another belt. My tooth been back here smelling like shit for 2 years. And you buying another belt, nigga? I started to sell drugs. I was the worst drug dealer you ever seen in your fucking life. Yeah, yeah. You gotta be a certain type of motherfucker to sell drugs, you know? I was just, you know, I'm walk up to the car with my hand like this.
His palm extended.
I could just hit my hand and ride off. Okay, that's the first sign. Get a fucking job. You know? And I remember one time, you know, because I had a gift of gab. I was talking to this drug dealer. And I was like, you mean around me? And motherfucker gave me a half a kilo. I was like, hey! Yeah, I'll see you next week. I'm like, oh, okay, all right, yeah. I didn't know who to sell it to. Man, I sat on that man's shit for 2 months. He was looking for me. That's the worst feeling in the world. When you owe a drug dealer, shit. Everybody in the hood be telling me, man, you know Big Tony looking for you, man. Yeah, I seen him. Yeah, I know where he's at. I talked to him. You ain't talk to him, nigga. He looking for you. And the other drug dealers be helping him catch you and shit. You be a Foot Locker buying some shoes. Yeah, he up here buying some Jordans right now. With your money, Big Tony. Hold him there. Stall him. Stall him. Stall him. That's the worst feeling when you owe a big drug dealer some money. You sitting there shooting dice and he walk up. You're like,
Hey, what's up, Big Tony?
He mimes rolling dice.
He like, what am I gonna say to this nigga right here? I remember I was at this place called the Apicurean. You know what I mean? It's an old after hour joint. Right there off Sutherland, back in the day, in the 90s. And I used to take my jacket and put the cocaine down in my jacket so when the police check me, they ain't find it. And I'm at the Apicurean shooting dice. It ain't nothing but old men in there, old gamblers and shit, they in there shooting dice. They got signs on the wall, no drugs, no guns. That's all that's in there. Everything on the wall, they say, no, don't have it. It's in there already. Man, I'm shooting the dice. I threw the dice and all the dope came out. All the homies, One of the old dudes, Greg, get your ass out of here, nigga. What the hell?
He pretends to be dragged out.
When I got outside, he said, how much you want for two of them? Yeah. During the pandemic, I'm telling you, shit, that motherfucking COVID shut down everything but child support. That's the only thing kept rolling, that child support kept rolling. When you pay the child support that I pay, you be mean to your kids. Shut the fucking door! Daddy, I got straight A's. I don't give a fuck!
He covers his face.
That's the only thing that did, that kept rolling was child support. Because I called down there. Yeah. I told the lady, you see what's going on in the world? You keep sending fucking child support bills here, bitch. You see where the world's ending? She said, we don't have anything to do with that, Mr. Epps. You better get rich or die trying.
Mike looks out and laughs.
I told her, fuck you, go get the manager, bitch. I don't want to talk to you. You don't own the fucking child support place. Yeah, shit. During the pandemic, I was watching the Verses. That was pretty good, you know. Yeah, the best one was Bobby Brown and Keith Sweat. I thought Bobby Brown was finna die up here. That nigga, every little step you take. Every little step you take, be together, girl.
He tires and leans on a stool.
I said, they better get a paramedic out there after this fat ass on the side of that motherfucking building. I love Bobby Brown, though. I love Bobby Brown. Yeah, shit. Keith Sweat came out there with that little Aladdin jacket on.
He steps tightly while huddled.
He got a permanent hunch in his back from fucking aunties in the 80s. He fucked over 300 aunties in his whole career. He might have got your auntie. He was at Faces. Mike Jones and Tandy, all them niggas was at Faces. There's a lot of young grandmas out here, y'all. These grandmas nowadays, oh my God. Y'all not gonna be like our grandmas now. Don't forget, our grandmas was listening to Natalie Cole. Y'all listening to Megan Thee Stallion. So you know what kind of grandma that's gonna be. Baby, we were twerking like a motherfucker when we was baby. I had niggas in my DMs like a motherfucker. Me and Rose went to a Cardi B concert. We had a ball. Not Rose. Me and LaQuisha went to Look at 90 years old LaQuisha. Me and LaQuisha had a ball, bitch. '83-year-old Peaches. Yeah, that's some real shit, man, you know. All these beautiful ladies in here. If you're beautiful and you know it, make some noise. Come on, Lev. Yeah, where's your confidence at? Where's your confidence at? If you're beautiful and don't know it, make some noise. Okay, one dumb broad right there just, she had to say something. I thought you didn't know it. If you're not beautiful at all, but your confidence is through the roof, and guys be trying to sneak and fuck you, make some noise! One guy said, yeah! Shut up, nigga, shit. Because all the girls that look like Beyonce that got money be sitting in the corner just quiet. Ain't having no fun. All the bitches look like Kirk Franklin. These bitches got bottles. You got sections and every motherfucking thing.
Laughing, he buries his face in his hand.
Yeah. It's hard being a show business man, you know? Because everybody wants something from you, you know? And you want to give it to them, but you don't have enough. That's fucked up. You be, you know, that's how black people are. We be all, you go to a picnic, you be famous and shit, everybody be happy to see you. It be one nigga in the corner over here eating, looking at you like, yeah.
He mimics licking his fingers while looking out side-eyed.
What the fuck is wrong with him over there? Yeah, I need to holler at you for a minute for you. Yeah. I be walking around Indianapolis. This is the only place I can come. Motherfuckers just keep it real with me. Everywhere I go, people be happy to see my guy, my guy. I come to Indianapolis, man. I'm in the grocery store. Motherfuckers just walk up. You still telling them corny ass jokes up there? That's why the fuck I don't come back to here, man. You niggas is haters, man. Yeah, that's some real shit, man. Yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of nice looking ladies. I tell guys all the time, don't fuck a girl with Uggs on. Girls that wear Uggs or hoes. One that, yeah, that lion color Ugg, that's a hoe right there. That sable Ugg, them is hoes right there. They'll fuck you in the back of Arby's. Big roast beef. Bom, 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 bom.
Mike stomps forward.
I remember I got robbed in Indiana when I was young. Niggas put me in the trunk. They was about to kill me, I'm telling you, man. And as soon as they cut the music off, I was like, "This like what?" I was like, "Play that again." They're like, "You better shut the fuck up back there."
Mike laughs.
Bill Cosby's out. Yeah. Yeah, see, I want to be with Bill Cosby, but I remember he was talking about brothers wearing their pants sagging and shit. He really, you know, he really wasn't with us. He was, but he wasn't. But he went down, you know, and it was all white women that told on him. That's what was fucked up, all white girls. You seen the interviews they did. Yeah, a bunch of white girls told on him and shit. I just seen him in Atlanta about 2 weeks ago. I seen him down there in Macy's. He's buying some sweaters, has some tank tops and shit. He had a mad, he think he ain't know I seen him, but I know his little moves.
He dances stiffly.
Remember from the TV show, ding, ding, ding. That's how he was turning around in there. Ring, ring, ring. I told my boy, that's Bill Cosby. So I was just fucking with him. I walked past him real quick. I said, where the hoes at? Hey!
He turns, startled.
Where are the hoes? Bill Cosby was there. He was knocking out all white women, though. It was all white girls. You seen the white girls on the interview. They told on Bill. He was knocking out all white girls. Poor white women. He was knocking them out. Oh, Bill! He was, oh, what a relief it is. Weep, weep, weep.
He mimics dropping pills and drinks.
He tried to knock some black women out, but they drink every night. Tolerance too high. He put four pills in the black girl drink. She talking about what? Something's about to be wrong with me or something? You supposed to be dead, bitch. All the pills I done put in your motherfucking drink. They locking all the black men up, you know what I mean? Fucking Weinstein, he thought he was gonna get off because he was sick. Every time he come to court, he couldn't walk. He like this.
He hobbles about weakly.
They said, get on in here. We got a medical ward in the prison too. You going to jail, white boy. Yeah. R. Kelly, man, damn, what up, singing motherfucker. Oh, man. Singing ass nigga right there. Who was gonna beat R. Kelly in a versus? Nobody. No, I'll tell you who would've beat him. A judge. A judge would've tore his ass up. Yeah, that's some real shit. Cause I'm from Indiana. You know how this town can be, right? You know? But I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm so tired of acting like I don't like white people. I only do it in front of black people. White people, if you heard some of the shit I said about you when I was around black people, and then I'd go back to my gated community and hug my neighbor Bob and his wife Cindy and tell him I love you, Bob. And I'm a fake ass nigga, y'all. I don't get it.
He laughs and meanders away and back.
Soon as black people get some money, they don't want to be around no black people. Get them niggas waiting. I don't deal with no black people. Fuck that shit. Nigga that sold 10 kilos. Get them niggas away from here. I don't deal with no niggas. Yeah, that's some real shit, man, you know. See all these young girls in here. Young girls, y'all need to hang around nothing but Tina Turners, older women. From Hallville, Tina Turners and Betty Wrights. Older women know how to ask you for some money. Young women don't know how to ask you for no money after they engage some coochie. Older women know how to ask for that money. This is how older women ask for some money. I was wondering, since we spent a couple hours together, it seemed like you enjoyed yourself. If you have it on your heart to do something nice for me so I can get my nails and my toes done and a few other things. How you gonna tell this motherfucker no? She didn't say shit like this. This is how young girls ask for some money. You still gonna do what you said you're gonna do, OG?
He holds an open palm upward in front of his face.
I gotta give you $200 and take an antibiotic. Bitch, don't come back. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, that's some real shit. Period. That's what young girls say. Period. I can't get with the young audience. Period. And my kids, they just dance. I'm talking about these young kids, these dances and shit.
He jerks his hands and arms around by his face, his eyes and mouth open wide.
He's like, stop fucking moving around me. One of my daughters did like that. I'm like, hey, that ain't no dance, is it? This shit right here? That'd have got you hitting your eye back in the day. Acting like you finna hit a motherfucker. Yeah, man, I grew up in Indianapolis, you know what I mean? Busting fire hydrants and shit. Going to free lunch programs at school 48. Yeah. The Diagnostic Center. I love everything about Indianapolis, man. This is a beautiful town right here, man. This city right here definitely made me, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, this show is dedicated to my mother and father. I lost both of them last year, you know what I mean? So, but they are real Indianapolis natives. Mary Reed, Tommy Epps. My father worked at Navistar for 40 years. Yeah, my mother used to work at Blocks. Yeah. You remember Blocks? You remember them big Spiegel's catalogs? You be ordering shit out of there? Yeah. That's good old Indianapolis right there for you, man. Sammy Terry, ooh. Good evening and welcome to Sammy Terry. He used to have me with my underwear. Ah! Sammy Terry gonna get you. That's how my mother make me go to bed. Sammy Terry gonna get you. Yeah, man, everybody don't know about Indianapolis, but it's more than corn here, you know what I mean? Real smart, intelligent, educated people, man, and some real good hustlers, you know what I mean? Yeah, I learned how to hustle here, you know? Yeah, because I used to sell candy, but I hated going on 30th and Clifton because they take the box. I know everybody in here personally. So I'm in here, all this Hollywood shit I'm doing is for the cameras. Yeah. My dad, Tommy Epps, he used to hang at the Grand all the time, you know. Yeah, he used to hang at the Grand. That was his spot. And one time I was in jail, right? Because, you know, I was young. You know, when you're young and black, you know, the older guys get out of prison. They sell prison to you real good, you know. Yeah, I was up there in Pendleton for 2 years, now and then another 3 years. Then I did 5 years down in Wabash. They make it sound good. You're like, I gotta go. Shit, I gotta go check this. I gotta check this shit out. Yeah, I was in jail one time. I was telling my dad, because I ran into an OG. He was talking good. He was talking about the white man. He was like, yeah, the white man is the reason why you in here. I was thinking, I was like, no, I did that shit. He caught me, the white man caught me. And he was an OG. He was sitting there telling me about all this shit. And I called my dad. I was like, Dad, man, I'm in here with a dude. He is so smart. This dude, oh, God. He is a real OG. My dad was like, yeah, shit. He ain't too smart. He's in there with you. I said, all right, Dad, I got to go. They're about to cut the phones off. Bye. Yeah, my dad had a good sense of humor. One day he called me. He was talking about some kids that robbed a bank. He was like, yeah, man, some motherfuckers robbed a bank in Indiana and shit. He said, man, he said, the news people asked the kids, he said, well, what made you do that? He said, one of the kids said, shit, man, we was watching Heat, and we just said, fuck it. My dad said, shit, they must not watch the ending of that motherfucker. Cause they got fucked up. Yeah, shit. My mother, she used to go to them fucking PTA meetings. Them teachers be lying on you and shit. You ever see your mother talking to a teacher and you just looking at your mother like, I'm gonna tear your ass up later on. Yeah. My mother used to talk about she was gonna kick the teacher's ass. I'ma let that bitch know. I'ma let her have it. And get up there and be nice. Okay, bye-bye. Thanks a lot. Get your ass in the car. I'm like, what the fuck did she tell you? Yeah. And see, now I'm grown, man. I got my life together. I like admitting shit, you know. I mean, it ain't quite together. You know. But, you know, I ain't doing what I used to do, you know. You know what I mean? Yeah. to be from Indianapolis, you know what I mean? To come up out of this motherfucker right here. This is a bad boy right here. You don't know it because you live here. You don't go nowhere. I mean, some of y'all do, but, you know, this is a bad motherfucker right here. You know? No high school diploma. You know? 3 felonies. Food stamps. Kaboom cereal. King vitamin. How in the fuck did we make it? You know what I mean? Because the black man been through so motherfucking much. The white, you could just talk about shit, talk about white people all day and they'll say, I understand. I really understand. I get it. I understand. But the black man is a bad motherfucker in America. You hear me? Yeah. The bad motherfucker. To start on 0 and still win, you a bad motherfucker. That's why we need Mayor Hoxett. Yeah, he liked the people, you know what I mean? We need a abolitionist with us. We need a white Frederick Douglass right here in Indianapolis. Come on, area! Here they come, get out of here!
Mike runs across the stage.
My man, Andre Carson, straight out of the hood. Got a seat at the White House. That's some good shit right there. My man, Amp Harris, man, been throwing parties and helping the community forever. My man, Boo Boo Mancini, good brother right there. Straight out of the community, straight out of the hood. Mike Jones, my man, Red Slaughter right there. The Bradley family, you know what I mean? All my brothers and sisters, the whole East Side, Hogville. Because I know y'all seen my new Netflix TV show, you know what I mean? Based out of Indianapolis. My auntie was like, yeah, I see you got your new show with Tommy Davidson. I said, that's Wanda Sykes. Yeah, because these little young dudes, man, they, woof, woof. They need some help. That's what they need. Yeah, because these little kids are disrespectful nowadays. These little motherfuckers. Like I said, the grandmas is different. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the fucking grandmas is different, man, shit. Remember back in the day, them grandmas in our neighborhood, if you catch eye contact with an old lady, she'd say, come go to the store for me.
He hunches and points.
Oh, shit. Now you gotta follow this old-ass lady in the house. House hot as hell.
He walks slow and hunched.
Let me show you, it costs $1.89. Come here, I'm gonna show you what it is. Come on up here.
He points up feebly.
Reach up here and get that out of there right there. It's back here by the orange juice. And baby, get you something. Get you something.
He points emphatically.
I'm gonna get me something. You might not get all your shit. That's what I do to old ladies around, take their money.
He smiles.
Yeah, that's some real shit, man. But I love telling jokes, you know what I mean? I can't see myself doing anything else, you know? These little young dudes around here, they are scary, you know. I was at a gas station the other day and some young dudes were sitting in the car. And I know they was talking about it because they was laughing. I was like, what the fuck is fun? As soon as I walked past, because I had some braids in my head, motherfuckers like tight braid, head, ass. I was like.
Mike looks to one side.
I heard it, but I was like, fuck them motherfuckers. I was winning the gas station. Man, I walk out and I hear another motherfucker. Big shirt ass. I said, oh, hell no. I walk up to the car, I look down the car, I say, little motherfucker, let me tell you. And when I look, they had a machine gun in the back seat. I say, God bless you, little brother. Y'all have a good day, man. Take it easy. Let me get the fuck away from here. Shit. That was a good thing Dave Chappelle did, but I wouldn't advise a motherfucker that ain't got no money to do it. Fuck around, say something about the LGBTQTs. You better have some money. Say the wrong shit about them, the motherfuckers be outside. Fuck Mike Epps! Fuck Mike Epps! Fuck Mike Epps!
He marches, pumping a fist in the air.
And mean it, too. I tell men all the time, hey man, don't be angry about gay people. Because if you're too angry, it look like you hiding something. They don't bother me. I see them all the time. I see them at the airport. Mike F! I was like, calm down. First of all, calm down. And stop making all the goddamn noise. So everybody see us over here. I want to take a picture with you. I said, I'm taking a picture, man. I'm looking around. I'm like, man, we finna take the picture. Everything cool. Something told me look down. I look. He taking the picture, looking. I said, no, nigga, we ain't taking that picture right there. With your face looking at me and that nigga, we ain't doing that one.
He mimes an over-the-shoulder selfie.
You finna have me on Entertainment Tonight, nigga. I got married again, you know, I got a new wife, you know. Hope I don't fuck this one up, you know. Yeah, man, being married is a motherfucker, man. Especially when you're in show business. This pussy just fall out the sky. Hey.
He bonks his head with the mic and acts surprised. He holds his head, then points at the ground.
You gotta step over. Oh, excuse me, pussy, I'm gone. I don't wanna, I'm gonna fuck my life up.
He steps wide over the floor.
I love being black, man. If I died and came back, I still want to be a nigga. Ain't that something? Look at the white people. You sure you want to do that again?
He raises his eyebrows quizzically.
You goddamn right. It's hard being black, but it's fair, you know what I mean? Because when you black in America, shit, you know you start off on zero. You know what I mean? You don't never start off on 10, you know? You need people that started off on 10 to help your zero ass. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's hard being black. Black people been through so motherfucking much that white people, if you talk about them, they'll just say, I understand. Go ahead. Go right ahead. You guys, it's unfair. Go right ahead. I understand. Yeah, shit. African American, shit. Cause everybody got somewhere to go but us. If the Mexican get mad, he can go back to Mexico. If the Asian get mad, he can go back to Asia. If we get mad, we ain't got no motherfucking where to go. I thought it was Africa until I went. Motherfuckers like, you are not one of my real brothers. I'm like, what? Yes, my brother, you are not one of my brothers. You are very lazy. You do not take advantage of your education. I said, can you drive this cab a little faster? And get some deodorant immediately. With your overeducated, underpaid ass. Everybody think they going to heaven and they not. God knows your crooked Christian ass. And if anybody ever left here before you, and went to heaven. I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, brother, sister, cousin. They went so you could get in. Because you wasn't getting in. You wasn't invited. It's who you know. As soon as you get to heaven, man, the pearly gates are standing there, and everybody want to get in. It's like a club. You can't get in. Everybody's trying to get in. And the big bodyguards are standing there, and Jesus come out like a promoter. He let all the bad bitches in. Let her in. Them two right there. Let that girl in right there. Let the two girls. Oh, I text you. Yeah. You wasn't going to heaven. But all them black ghetto mothers in heaven, they been letting their sons in. They got a side door up there. And them black mothers been letting them, come on, baby, come on, get in here. You smell like weed, come on. Put the wings on, put the wings on. Zip it up, flap, flap.
Mike flaps his arms tightly.
Act like you're an angel. I love y'all, Indianapolis. God bless y'all.
He holds up a hand and points at the crowd.
I see you motherfuckers on Netflix.
Blue light beams sweep over the stage from the floor. The audience stands.
Neptown!
Words read, dedicated to Mary Reed and Tommy Epps. Audio description by Extrax.
I need the mayor, Joe Hogsett, to come to the stage.
The mayor and Mike shake hands. Written and performed by Mike Epps. Executive producer, Mike Epps. Ricky Hughes, Thomas Cobb, Niles Kirshner, Kyle Epps, Royale Watkins.
I'm proud to declare November 20th, 2021 as Mike Epps Day in the city of Indianapolis.
Director, Alfonso Johnson.
And last but not least, I need Congressman Andre Carson to come to the stage.
Executive in charge, Kali MacGyver. Other credits follow.
You will be etched in the congressional record of the United States Congress forever.
He holds a plaque.
Acknowledging your contributions as a comedian, producer, actor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, a Hoosier. We love you, Mike.
And to y'all notice, we need a street named after Mike Epps.
We got Coach Mike Woodson in the house tonight. Mike Woodson! My man Woody right there, man. Straight out of Indianapolis, you know what I'm saying?
Mike stands with the mayor and others.
I just want to thank you, you know. And thank all my friends and family. I love y'all, man. Thank you. I'm grateful, man. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I can come back home like this. Everybody can't come home, you know what I mean? So to be able to come home, this means everything to me, y'all. And I really appreciate it. Does anybody have a backwood out there that I can...
Logos. Indiana One Productions. Magic Lemonade.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.